look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janus Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump will sign Congress's border deal.
I'm going to support the national emergency.
New developments in the investigation into that alleged hate crime attack on actor Jussie Smollett. Chicago police say they have found the men from the night in question.
Retail giant Amazon says it will not be building a new headquarters in New York.
The theft of medical records is surging. That is up nearly 25% from 2017.
The Senate has now confirmed President Trump's nominee for Attorney General.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe telling 60 Minutes he made sure the Russia investigation would not vanish.
I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground.
R. Kelly, the singer's attorney, denying reports that a graphic video allegedly showing Kelly involved with a minor has been turned over to police.
In Denver, a tentative deal has been reached to end the city's massive teacher strike. Thousands walked off a job days ago demanding better pay.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. Also, I want to remind you, I'm sending somebody as we speak to Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. I'm going to put him on the phone with All-American Mike, because Mike's kind of the car whisperer, and have him explain what the issue is and see if they can kind of guide them over the phone and give them the confidence that they can get to Montgomery to get it fixed here. From the loveliest village in the plain, Let's see what else we have. So two locations of Dun Dunkin' on Madison Avenue, one on Bell Road, and then the one, new one in Millbrook behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. That's where Mike is. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay, where were we here, my friend? We're still with Ted Ryan. He's going to be talking about Beto O'Rourke and the borders.
Let's talk about Texas, because the president wants to build the wall down there on the southern border. And you have a Republican Congressman, Dan Crenshaw, who is asking the question. He said, if I had a chance to sit down with Beto O'Rourke, I would want to ask him this question. He put this on Twitter. If you could snap your fingers and make El Paso's border wall disappear, would you?
Right.
Well, then Beto O'Rourke was in an interview with Chris Hayes, and Chris Hayes asked him a similar question. Listen to this.
It's hard to make a rational case for an emergency declaration or troops on the border or any amount of additional border walls or border fencing or steel slats. The border has never been as safe and secure as it is now.
You know, would you, if you could, would you take the wall down now? Here.
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
You would absolutely support tearing down the wall.
Boy, yeah, I got to tell you, what I find refreshing these days is how honest the Democrats are being about their very radical views. They're dropping the pretense. I've been arguing the Democratic Party has been masquerading as a center-left party for years, when in fact they truly are a socialist party. They want open borders. I find this refreshing. This is what they want. They want an open border approach. And for him to say that our borders have never been more secure, you guys just showed that graphic. 400,000 people a year just coming through our southern border. This is not the right approach a sovereign nation takes. We have to actually have borders.
He's right. I mean, if you think about this, the Dems have shown their liberal socialist side to them. And because of folks that are, they're really proud of it. And I think it's interesting that Bernie Sanders is becoming the loser out of this. He has been very, very quiet. He's tried to make some statements that are kind of the old Bernie Sanders, and they just don't pay any attention to him anymore. So this may, and he ranks number two in polling, Joe Biden number one, but I'm not sure if he's got that pizzazz in him to get this thing going. Now here, they're going to be talking about Beto O'Rourke, talking about walls are forcing them into dangerous areas. Oh my gosh!
Just goes to show you how this is pure politics. He says the walls right now are forcing illegals toward the most dangerous places to cross. Wait a second. So you're saying the wall is forcing people to go a different direction, so shut off that direction.
Because physical barriers.
He just backed up the reason for a war.
I'm telling you this. They don't want the wall because they want people to keep flowing in because they think they're building out their political base. I have to tell you, I think Donald Trump has to make the argument for even more immigration reform, especially on the chain migration front.
Well, so you're saying if they open the borders, come on in, we'll pay for everything for you, free college,
well, they're turning him
into
wards of the state. We talked about this one of the last times. 63% of the non-citizens that come in end up on a form of social welfare. If you've been in the country more than 10 years, it goes to 70%. They are creating wards of the state who want more government assistance, turns them into Democratic voters.
You know as well, there are a lot of businesses that count on the cheap labor, and that's the problem.
This is an unholy alliance that we've gotten to this point between Democrats and Republicans.
Good morning to you. Good Friday.
That's, as I've been saying that all the time, it's an unholy alliance. It started with George Herbert Walker Bush for sure, and then it got into the Clinton administration. They wanted cheap labor. The Republicans wanted cheap labor. Big business wanted cheap labor. Tyson Foods from Arkansas wanted cheap labor. And then they wanted voters. And even though they're not supposed to vote, that's what happens here. Let's go to the phones and go to Weezer. Weezer, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm on this.
Weezer, I'm having a hard time hearing you, my dear.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, I just wanted to say hello, have a good weekend, and put me in for Sweet Creek.
Okay, Weezer, give me month and day of birth.
6/16.
You got it, Weezer. I want you to have a great day. Listen in, okay?
Okay, we always listen. Bye-bye.
Bye. So he had it right, and Brian called on that. It's, if you're saying that it's too dangerous because the wall's shifting them there, then that means the wall is working, without a doubt.
Right.
Beto O'Rourke's another one that he's become too. Some of the stuff he's saying, it may fit that little crowd that he's talking to, but I just don't see it having that mass appeal like it did. Now, if he was bringing in those 15, 20,000 crowds like he was when he was doing U.S. Senate, then I would look at it as something different. But that last rally he did, I would guess from looking at a back shot of it, maybe 700-800 people, but it wasn't what he was doing. And so he can call victory all he wants to, but you gotta get to the heart of the issue. Let's go to the phones and go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How goes it?
That's doing well. How are you?
Man, I'm doing just fine, Dan, just fine. Look, I fully support this wall business. I believe Donald Trump ought to build it, just like he said he did. But my question is, why don't he take El Chapo's $13 billion to put in that pot?
We talked about that yesterday, and he may well do that.
Man, I hope he does. And all the other drug money that they confiscate, I think they'll turn right around and put it back into the wall, and let's get that thing clear.
Well, I think in not just the wall, but in a lot, anything that has to do with drug interdiction and stopping drugs from entering in the United States, at port of entries, wall areas, all sorts of things.
All sorts of things. I mean, they confiscate tons and tons of money. I believe they ought to use it for that purpose.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big person into the confiscation. To me, it has to be a clear proof that you've been charged with a crime and that money was derived from that crime you were charged with.
Oh, I
some of the stuff that some of these state agencies and counties do, and I'm not there with that.
Well, no. I'm just talking about the border money, the ones that come back and forth across that border down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about back up in here somewhere.
Yep.
I'm just talking about that part. Hey, will you throw me in the drawing again?
Give me your month and day of birth, Smokin' Otis.
5'10". I won it last fall, Dan.
You got it, buddy. 5'10".
Yes, sir.
You listen in, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a great one, Dan. Joey, you too, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Smokin' Otis. Have you met Smokin' Otis?
I have. It's been a few years, but I met him over at Rick and Moe's and had more than just met him. Like, we had a long 30-minute, hour-long conversation. Great guy.
Sounds like a great guy. Yeah, we need to see about getting the Dan Moore Show get-together going here. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
How are you?
Now I'm doing great. Got a little bit of rain up here right now, so it's all good.
What's
my question for you? During your news break... Oh, excuse me, sir. Go ahead.
No. I was going to just ask what's on your mind. But go ahead with your question.
During your news break, this Republican that said he's going to put his name in the hat for president. Who is this guy? I missed his name.
Beto,
he said the country was in grave turmoil.
Yeah, it's Beto O'Rourke. He's a former current member of Congress. He ran for U.S. Senate against Ted Cruz.
Okay, he lost, of course.
Of course.
How could a person say that? This country's in grave turmoil.
That is what it falls back into the Democrats' narrative. Their narrative is that Trump is chaotic, Trump is a fool, Trump is a mess, and so our country is in great jeopardy.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. That's the Democrats' line. And what they don't realize is their people are sounding so off the rails with this Medicare for all and socialist tendencies and capitalism bad. They don't realize what they sound like to middle America.
Exactly. You know, a few years back, I went down and I was broke. I was living on $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied for food stamps. And you never guess what they gave me. They gave me $16.90.
$16.90 in food stamps?
A month.
Really?
A month. And this lady in front of me, I stepped aside, I listened to her. I kind of eavesdropped. White lady, too, she got $700. I said, how are you getting $700 a month in food stamps? She said, well, I got six kids. I said, oh, where's daddy? She said, well, I don't know.
Yeah, which so, one is what you
mean? You know, and I asked her there, I said, how many daddies do you have? Oh, and she said, hey, none of your business. And I said, okay. But I told him keep the $16.90. So, you know, what can you do with $16.90? Not much.
Yep.
Yep. So this guy is going to run for president. And what's his name
well,
again?
Well, Beta Francis O'Rourke from Texas. Okay. And we're not sure he's going to run for president. He is acting like it. Matter of fact, he's in Wisconsin today, if I read the my little alert correctly.
All right. Thank you, sir. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, Clint. Be good.
Be safe.
Can I fit Dave in? Dave, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate that. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, Dave. And you?
Hey, I got a question or just a statement basically about this decision today. What about this idea of it being kind of a time-release decision that was made today? Because in the next 2, 3, 4 years, that wall is going to go up one way or the other. And as it goes up, there's going to be results. There's going to be opinions about whether that wall is working, which is... that, I think, is going to be the majority of the decision, or whether it's just a real problem thing. But I think it's going to be successful. And what are the Democrats going to do in the next 2, 6 years when the idea is brought up? Well, you fought this wall the whole time, and now look at all the rave reviews that we have about this wall working, and all the illegal immigrants, you know, have stopped coming in. We've got an increase... legal immigrant setup coming across. We've got less illegal drugs coming across, and crime rates are down. What are they going to do when they have these kind of results?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to lie. They're going to say it's all a lie.
Well, I guess you can't fight that, can you? Not when you've got the news media on your side.
You're exactly right, and because whatever the Democrats say, the news media will report them saying it, but will not ask the question if it's true or not. But if a Republican says something, they're going to question whether it's true or not.
Yeah. It's amazing that the hate for Trump just overrides all common sense.
Yep. Yeah, and it really does. And again, they're not looking at what's best for... If it's bad for Trump and it's bad for the nation, they don't care if it's bad for the nation, because being bad for Trump overrides being bad for the nation.
Isn't that just absolutely crazy?
It really is. It really is. It's, you know what, backwards.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Let me go to a break. Jane, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. Hey, reminder, this hour brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They're doing new pricing at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. David Ingram is very serious about bringing you in as a customer and giving you a great price. If that car has been sitting in the lot, they're going to reduce the price of it. So you need to constantly check back with them. If you haven't been out there in a while, go out now. Find some cars, see what the pricing is on it, see if you like it. If you don't think it's quite enough, make an offer for it. And if they don't accept that, then wait a little bit and see when you go back and see has the price gone down. We've already had one successful person who went out there and looked at a car a couple of weeks ago and went back and had it at the right price for them after he said, can you sweeten it up just a little bit more? And they said, we'll do that for you. Let's go to the phone. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames, David Ingram. Let's go to the phones and go to Jane. Jane, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show. Hello, Jane.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I think Smokin' Otis was talking about another guy, not Beto O'Rourke. This guy has just announced that he ran as an independent in 2016 in the president's race, and he says he's going to run against Trump this time, that he's concerned about this country and where it's going, but I've never heard his name. His name didn't mean anything to me.
I don't remember an independent candidate other than we had the lady, and I can't think of anybody. Well, there were two other independent candidates, but they didn't even scratch.
I know. Well, his name, I thought, I'd never heard of you before, but Beto O'Rourke. So he would tear the wall down if he could.
Yep, that's what he said.
It doesn't make any difference what his constituents want him to do.
Okay, I found who you're talking about in terms of the guy running. He ran as Gary Johnson's vice presidential candidate on the Libertarian ticket. You're talking about the former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld, Bill Weld. Good luck, Bill Weld.
Yeah, he screwed up really bad.
Man, he really made a lot of Libertarians
Bill Weld used to be a Republican a long time ago.
Yeah, and now he's back and running as a Republican. He ran as a Libertarian last time. A lot of Libertarians hated it. And now he's back as a
Bill Weld does not stand a chance. Donald Trump will pull his arm out by the socket and beat him over the head with it.
Well, and Dan, I went to Sweet Creek, and I tried your Cuban.
How did you like it?
Outstanding.
What did you have as your side dish?
Well, one of the salads, which was outstanding too, but I'm going to try the stew. What is it that you said you liked?
The camp stew?
Camp stew. I'm going to try the camp stew next time.
You're making me hungry just thinking about it, Jane.
I'm telling you. And put me in for the drawing so maybe I can go back.
Give me your month and day of birth, Jane.
10/26.
10/26. Did you tell them you were a Dan Morris Show listener when you went?
No, I didn't. I was with a group, and I didn't get a chance to.
Well, for all listeners out there, Karen Ingram and Reed Ingram are wonderful people. Always ask for them and just tell them that you're listening to the show, because they'd love to hear that. They'd love to hear that.
I will, and I'll tell them that's why I went down there and tried to keep them safe.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jane. That is so nice of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're okay?
We got you. We have it. Yeah, we have you.
Yeah,
take care of Jane. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
La-da-da. So let's do this. Let's go to America's Newsroom talking about the national emergency.
Expect the president to recognize that there's political risk from both ends of the political spectrum here today, but as he has shown previously, he is willing to accept that risk, and today he'll tell the American people why now is the time to act, to do something about the ongoing humanitarian and national security crisis along our southern border. Let me take you inside the numbers as the president tries to lay out not just a reason for doing this, but how he intends to secure our border. $8 billion is what he hopes to claim. This money is listed, by the way, in order from least likely to be contested in the courts to most likely. $601 million from the Treasury Department's Drug Forfeiture Fund, $2.5 billion from the DOD's Drug Interdiction Program, another $2.2 billion from the DOD's Fiscal Year 2019 Appropriation. There's some flexibility there, about $4 billion. He is hoping to come up with $2.2 billion there, and another $3.5 billion from the DOD's Military Construction Budget. Now, it is important, Bill, to note, this does not include any disaster relief money, nor does it include the $1.375 billion that's in the bill that you and I have talked about at length since yesterday on Capitol Hill when lawmakers decided to come together and create an opportunity to fund the government. It's also important to point this out. White House officials tell us, Bill, they expect this to end up in the courts. But the idea is, if he's hoping to claim, say, $8 billion, maybe $4 or $4.5 billion doesn't get challenged. That would certainly give him a very good start to securing the border.
Okay, we're going
to
work through it together, Kevin. Thank you for that. What's the Justice Department saying about possible litigation next?
Yeah, the DOJ has actually, Bill, warned the White House that they should expect this to end up in the courts. But to be sure, understand that the White House has been preparing for this to end up in the courts. I think you've heard a number of lawmakers suggest that this has to be fleshed out. But it's also important to point this out, Bill. Congress gave the president broad authority under his ability to declare a national emergency. And so that is the real fight that we expect to come down the line in court. But above all else, Bill, I think the key question is this. How many presidential executive orders have been overturned by the courts and then sustained by the Supreme Court? That's what the White House is banking on here. I don't think that's a big number. They're hoping it doesn't add one this time.
Zero is the right answer to that. And let me tell you, that's what he's going to do. If you add that up, you're right at the $5 billion when you add the $1.37 that he can do under the Code 10, Section 284, that we revealed to you guys 2 weeks ago. And then I think he's going to put him in a trap, because then they go to court saying he can't do it in an emergency order, and he's going to say, I'm not he's doing anything on an emergency order. I'm doing it with this right now. Come back to me later on when we do that portion of it. And they go, will you tell us? No. Let's go to the phones and go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday. 30 minutes and my weekend begins.
Awesome. Well, I went to Sweet Creek as my norm every week to go get my vegetables.
Yeah.
And as I was there, I met Reed. I've talked to his wife many times, but it's the first time I got to actually talk to Mr. Ingram. And he is just such a pleasant man. I did tell him about you, of course, and he was quite happy to hear that. But I just want to let you know, it's a very, very well done farmer's market. And if anybody has not went at least once, go out there and just check it out. You would probably be amazed, even during the winter, that they have a lot of products.
When were you down there, Debbie?
I don't remember what day now, because I go there when I'm in town and I'm... To be honest with you, I'm not sure what
the
day
key
it was
is. Did they have
week.
Strawberries out?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'm gonna go down there.
Just before that.
I'm going to go down. Well, I'm not sure if they're here yet, but they're supposed to be here this week. But he normally texts me and let me know. But I'm going to head down there on Saturday. Yeah, it's a great place. If you're on Saturday and say you're out shopping at an East Chase or something, just drive down and go have lunch there. You will absolutely love it.
It's always packed. Well, not so bad that you can't get in and have a good meal, but, I mean, they always have people there, and it's very pleasant. Everybody is smiling. It's just a very nice place to go to.
It is indeed, and I really appreciate you saying that to the audience.
Can you put me in for the drawing?
Absolutely, I can. Give me your month and day of birth.
11/23.
11/23, you got it, Debbie. I want you to have a great weekend, and if I don't talk to you in the next 25 minutes, if you win, then have a great weekend, my dear.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Gonna be back. Guys, you want to get your shots in, you better call. Don't wait till the last minute. I'm gonna do this drawing in about 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. President Trump declares a national emergency at the southern border to shift billions of dollars for a wall.
So we have far more people trying to get into our country today than probably we've ever had before. And we've done an incredible job in stopping them, but it's a massive number of people. If we had the wall, it would be very easy.
Democrats in Congress vow to use every remedy available to block funding. The president says he expects legal challenges. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro wants to meet with U.S. officials to discuss his country's political crisis.
Maduro accuses the U.S. of plotting a coup against him. And now the AP quotes a leaked State Department memo saying the U.S. military is sending 250 tons of humanitarian aid to the Venezuelan border.
Fox's Eben Brown. The Supreme Court will decide if the 2020 census can include a question about citizenship. That decision should come by late June. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I know a thing on 272-9228, and that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Captain Steve. Captain Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
All right, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. Are you a vessel captain, or are you a captain
there? The Harriet II riverboat downtown Montgomery.
Oh, wow. We love the Harriet II, Steve.
We all need to come down to the show on there sometime.
We would love to do a get-together on there with you.
We need to do it. Get something together. I need to come to one of those meetings in the evening, too, to meet with everybody.
Yeah, that demo show get-together. It's
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that would be great. How many people can you hold?
It holds 300 passengers.
Ooh, that would be great. I'm going to come down and see you, my friend. Seriously,
I want to get in on that. That'd be great. I mean, we need to really do something. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, basically, you know, we've got some other things kind of going on downtown. I'm trying to put an emphasis on downtown on a couple of things. I've been too much in other areas, and downtown's got a lot of great things going on. So we have parking, but you don't have a parking problem because of the train shed.
Correct. In the evening, whenever. You know, everybody's gone from work. The train shed is available for parking. A lot of people don't know that, and they, you know, get down there and don't know where to park. But the train shed is available for parking as long as there is not an event going on in there.
How's business for you, Captain Steve?
Well, the first cruise was last night, first Valentine cruise, and sold out all four of them for tonight, or last night, tonight, tomorrow night. And then we have a late night cruise. It's a dessert cruise.
Ooh.
Where it's all chocolate-covered strawberries and chocolate everything, and that's from 10:30 until 12:30 at night, but that one I believe is also sold out.
Who caters that for you?
Knights Owl with Knights of the Round Table there. Not Knights of the Round Table, but King's Table.
King's Table. Oh yeah, Al Sandiger. Yeah.
Yes, Al. That's right.
He's a great guy. I know his brother and I were fraternity brothers. You know, I love the story about you, Captain Steve, coming back up from where you went down to, I think it was Mobile.
Yes, sir.
And it took you how many days to make it back?
22 days to make it back. 5 years ago when we did it, it only took 10 days. But Mother Nature had more horsepower than we did.
I know. That was a great story. How many times did you have to refuel?
Once along the way, we have a fuel truck pulls down along the bank, and they fill us up.
Wow.
Yeah, we always carry extra fuel, too, along in the back of us. We carry 600 extra gallons of fuel just in case.
How do I find you if I'm downtown?
Just come down to the riverfront, or I'll give you, after we get off the phone here, I'll give you my phone number.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll put you on hold, and Joey will get your phone number. Do we have your month and day of birth?
The month and day of birth is March 29.
March 29. Captain Steve, I've got you in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Have you been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, yes. Every time I have family come in town, we take them out there and get that Cuban sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Particularly if you got little ones there, they love that play around. I can't wait to spring. He's got a lot of fun things planned.
Oh, yes, and we were out there for the scarecrow contest this fall, and it was excellent. A lot of scarecrows out there. Really, really, they do that place up wonderful.
They really do. It has such a festive feel to it when they do holidays. Captain Steve, I've enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to put you on hold so Joey can get your information.
All right, thank you all, and have a blessed day, and be safe out there.
Thank you, Steve. Captain Steve from the Harriet 2. Let's go to Ken Mullinex, my buddy. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Hello, hello. You know, he may be the captain of the Harriet 2, but you're my captain, old captain.
Ah, captain, old captain, the fearful trip is done.
You have a good edumacation.
There you go.
Hey, I just wanted to wish you a belated birthday and see if I could confirm. Baron Coleman said you were one of the very first test tube babies. Is that true?
Squash that rumor.
Such a such a smart and intuitive man like you if there weren't some sort of genetic fiddling that had gone on, and I just wanted to check with you.
Nah, yeah, I didn't make the test tube. I was the real deal.
Oh, look out, look out. Well, look, I won't keep you on a stormy-looking Friday afternoon, but I did miss that yesterday. There were so many people queued up to kiss your ring that I wanted to make sure that I did it, my friend. And regardless of whether we agree or disagree on some things, there's one thing I can agree on. You're a most agreeable man and very astute at what you do, and we're lucky to have you.
Ken, I appreciate the kind words, my friend, and you know I'm your drinking buddy, right?
Hey, well, I think we need to get up on that. When you're in Old Cloverdale, I'm the bar is open. Hey, and you tell those people at Sweet Creek hello for me. I bought so much from them, they ought to put my picture on a jar of peaches.
Well, Ken, make sure when you're down there that you tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener and say hi to Reed and Karen Ingram.
I will do so, buddy, and have a good weekend and keep little Joey out of trouble.
You got it.
Let
me tell you what I say to him when I walk out of the door on Friday. Call me if you need bail money.
He's not lying. That's his
what
he says.
You know what? That's the same relationship I have with my boy.
There you go. It's the best I love you can do.
Hey, you know it. You know, well, look, y'all take care, and many more, my friend. Many, many more birthdays for you.
I really, really, really appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, Ken.
All right, kiddo. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's take on... We've got a lot of territory we've got to cover in a short period of time. Let's go stay with America's Newsroom and go to cut number two here, talking about the national emergency and the Hill.
There are dozens of national emergencies currently in effect. Here are a few. President Carter blocked Iranian government property after 52 Americans were held hostage at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979. President Clinton prohibiting transactions with terrorists who threatened to disrupt the Middle East peace process back in 1995. President Bush blocking property and transactions with persons who commit, threaten, or support terrorism after the 9/11 terror attacks of 2001. President Obama blocking property of transnational criminal organizations in 2011. And last year, President Trump imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Allison Barber is live in Washington.
Right, you have two different things going on. You have the funding bill, and then you also have the all but certain emergency declaration. The latter of those two seem to be ruffling the most feathers on Capitol Hill this morning. Democratic attorney generals in states like California, they are already suggesting that they will take legal action here. And then specifically on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that Democrats are currently exploring all of their options.
I may. That's an option, and we'll review our options. Harry said, let us respect what the committee will do, and then walks away from it. We will review our options. We'll be prepared to respond appropriately to it.
A lot of Republicans are siding with the president here. Some, however, say that they want to wait and see exactly how those funds would be transferred and where they're going to come from.
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump. And he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
I think, you know, I've been very clear on my concerns about the president declaring this as an emergency in ways that haven't been done before. And that's still my view. But let's see exactly what he tries to do and how he tries to do it. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Other Republicans say they are concerned. Senator Marco Rubio said in a statement that today's national emergency is border security, but a future president may use this exact same tactic to impose the Green New Deal. He said that he would wait and see, but he's skeptical that this is going to be something he can support. As for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, you heard some of that clip there where he then went on to say that he supports the president's decision to move ahead with this national emergency declaration. That's something that he was not saying just a couple weeks ago. Sandra, you'll remember he initially had advised the president and said publicly he didn't think this would be a good idea.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to the captain. Captain, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
I just heard you saying that, oh, captain, and
about 7 or 8 years ago when I first called and said that I was the captain. You said that, oh, captain, my captain. Yep. And I got those memories from days gone by.
Wow. Yeah, that was one of my favorite poems.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to say that I enjoy your show. For years, as I've traveled back and forth between Auburn and Dadeville, and appreciate what you say and what you do, and the encouragement that you give to the community, whether it be the local right there or the extended communities.
Well, I really appreciate those kind words, the captain.
I appreciate you. Put my name down for that Sweetwater giveaway.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, month and day of birth?
October 23rd.
23rd, that changes what we just did, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're in, my friend. Let me go to the phones and go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure. We all have to have one every now and then.
I know. We got to get one a year in at least.
I hope you have a chilled, simple scotch waiting on you.
Been doing that recently.
Is that right? Good for you.
Yeah.
It is nice chilled, isn't it?
It is. Dirty water does well when during this time of the year.
Exactly. And you keep that nasty ice out of it.
I still do mine on the rocks.
Well, I need to get in there for the Sweet Creek. I'm about to miss it.
Oh, okay, boy. You guys are making me work hard here. Give me a month and day of birth.
626.
You got it. Thanks for the tough phone call, brother. You
have a great
day. Bye.
Well, all right.
Back to the original.
All right, then.
Back to the original.
So you want to do this thing?
Can we?
Okay, time for the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. That $60 gift basket. Anything you want in the basket, up to $60. And the winner is Gary G.
Gary G, listen to these instructions very carefully. Call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up with your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Gary G.
G.
Call me, Gary. I want that basket in your hands this weekend so you can enjoy it. Maybe for the Duke NC State game, which is going to be 5 o'clock on Saturday.
That'll be heated.
That's going to be, I'm going to be enjoying that. Going to be back, final segment, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
With Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where?
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yes, it is. Okay, guys. Oh, wow, wow, wow. The winner for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket is on the line right now.
Right now.
Gary G, congratulations, my friend.
How are you, buddy?
Hi.
I wanted to say a happy belated birthday to you. Yesterday was my son's birthday also, so y'all have both got good birthdays.
There you go. It's a special day to have your birthday on Valentine's Day.
It is. They're special people.
Well, I don't know about that. At least your son is. But have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market yet?
I've been there, but I have not ever purchased anything yet. I've been by there.
Well, Gary G., today is your lucky day, my friend.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Well, we got your information. We're going to send it down. You should be good to go for tomorrow. Find Reed or Karen Ingram, and they'll have your information, and then you can get that basket. There's only one thing I ask of you. Will you call back in after you've enjoyed your basket and tell the audience about it?
I'll be more than delighted to.
Gary, I want you to have a great weekend. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
Thanks. Let's see if we can get Jonathan Turley in. He's going to be talking about the Trump and the national emergency. You're going to like what he says.
Law professor Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, they're going to use your case against President Obama for what?
Well, that's right. And they're using the case where I represented the House of Representatives against Obamacare, and we won. But this is not the same case. What President Obama did was order the Treasury essentially to be opened up and to pay insurance companies. That's a different type of funding. What Trump is going to do is he's going to use money that was appropriated by Congress. It just doesn't have these tight conditions on them. That's Congress's decision to make. They can appropriate money and not put many conditions on. So it's going to be a different fight. So there's two issues here for the court. The authority, the source of the authority to declare the emergency, and the source of the funds. On the source of authority, they will lose in a spectacular fashion because they gave this authority to the president.
In 1976.
He and other presidents. That's right. He and other presidents have virtually unfettered authority to declare an emergency. On the funds, this is not our case from the Obamacare fight. They will have a much more difficult time in challenging all of these funds. And remember, the president can start construction with the money Congress just gave him. And even if they knock out one or two of these sources, he still has plenty to go pretty far down that road.
That's exactly what he's going to do. So let's stay with Jonathan Turley. So, again, he can move under that Code 10, Section 284. He can move money around for drug issues and interdiction, and he can make an easy argument that the wall should be used for that. Easy argument. They're not going to get him on that. That's nobody's going to say no to that. The thing is going to be using the emergency powers and then moving money and getting a challenge from that. But I think he's going to wait. That's going to be the last thing he's going to do. Let's listen in more on Jonathan Turley and what he thinks the court will rule.
Who files the suit? I found it curious that the speaker yesterday wouldn't say, if he declares a national emergency, I'm going to look to stop it legally. She said, I didn't commit to that. If you want to stop the president, how do you file it?
Well, I have to tell you, as I hope the House of Representatives is not foolish enough to file as an entire House the way they did when I represented them, because they could lose that important victory that we secured not that long ago. They don't have to do that. They can go down to the Texas border, find some ranchers that will be subject to seizure of their land.
Right.
Those people have standing. They can sue. It'll go probably to the D.C. District Court. It could happen in some other jurisdictions. And the court will have to decide if it's going to enjoin this construction. I don't think it will, because they have a green light to start construction. Now, the court might enjoin some sources of funding, but that's not going to change much. That building is going to start along that, right. that line.
So
now,
yeah,
if the court...
With the 1.3, it'll start building. Can the president begin to spend his $8 that he found in different departments while this makes its way through the court?
He can, until the court enjoins him. But the important thing is, when if Congress goes in front of the court and says, we want you to stop this, the court's going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. You, first of all, gave this authority to the president without many conditions. You gave this money without many limitations. But more importantly, when you passed this act, you gave yourself the right to rescind it, to reject it. And so you're coming to me to do something that you could do, but you don't have the votes. And that's not normally what we do here in the judiciary branch.
Interesting, huh? I thought you guys would like that. It's a there's a little stickier than this, and doing the overriding with a majority vote, and then can Trump veto it? And the question is, would there be some Rand Pauls and Rubios that would vote with the Democrats to try to override an emergency declaration? Again, I do not believe I think he's going to announce the emergency declaration. He's not going to take any action on it. He's going to move the easy money first, and he's going to make them guess when he's doing all the other stuff. And he's not going to do it simultaneously. He's going to take the easy money. The great thing is we have Bradley Byrne in next Thursday in studio for 1 hour from 2 to 3 to talk about issues like this and the whole thing going on. Bradley sent a congratulatory press release out for Donald Trump for doing what he did. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today, really good.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Ooh, active shooter where?
Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora, Illinois, active shooter, and the FBI is on the scene. Be good. Be safe. Be back on Monday at 12 o'clock. It's a holiday, so I'm going to need your calls in. Greg Bidell the Great. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bidell the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.